We're joined now by two leading members of the United States Senate. In Miami, the Florida Democrat Bob Graham. He's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And here in Washington, the incoming chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana. Senators, always good to have both of you on the program. Senator Graham, as far as you know, the Iraqis have not coughed up anything significant in this nearly 12,000-page document, which resulted in the Bush administration's claiming the Iraqis were in material breach of the UN Security Council Resolution 1441. Does this mean war is inevitable?
I think there continues to be a substantial likelihood that we will go to war with Iraq this winter. There's an issue that I think has gotten inadequate attention, and that is what our intelligence community has said is the likely scenario if we attack Iraq and if we are about to remove Saddam Hussein from his leadership position, and that is that there will be a wave of terrorist attacks against U.S. interests abroad and in the United States. Some of those will be initiated by Iraq unilaterally. Others will be a combination of Iraq and international terrorists. Those international terrorists have a very substantial presence and capability inside the United States to carry out those terrorist attacks. I think it is critically important that in the weeks and days left between now and when a war might start, that we take every possible step within the United States, primarily through the FBI, to identify, arrest, deport, put under surveillance those who might lead those terrorist attacks, and abroad, primarily in the Middle East, that we should be pounding at the headquarters and training camps of those international terrorist organizations so that they will be less capable of supporting financially, logistically, and by the provision of freshly trained recruits, terrorists inside the United States.
Do you believe, Senator Graham, the United States government is doing enough abroad as well as at home?
No. In my judgment, we are lethargic on both fronts. In the United States, the FBI is far behind in terms of understanding what the scale of the international terrorist operations are, who they are, what their capabilities are, the basis upon which we could then take action. So therefore, I think the particular focus for the next few weeks needs to be on dealing with the headquarters abroad. And to date, we have had no efforts made against any terrorist groups other than Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda itself, we are getting reports that they are reconstituting, that they are becoming more of an effective force than they were 6 months ago.